What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, man, I really want to try that, but I also don't want to get shot. We do that for you.
Yeah, we get shot.
Yeah. I'm shooting at you now.
Yeah. Guns loaded.
But today it is not just us. We are joined by a guest.
Yes, hi. Oh, that's my cue.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
that's you.
That is me. Hi. Oh, no.
Got weird. Talking to the mic.
Yeah.
It ran away from me when I started talking.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
So, do you want to tell the people your name?
I'm Laura. That's my name.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I don't know what else you wanted me to say about myself.
Fair enough.
That's all you...
That'll work.
The people know about you. They know who you are.
Yeah, I'm sure they've heard about me. I don't know what they've heard.
An anti-shout-out.
Yeah, they heard.
All I know is that they've heard an anti-shout-out about me, so...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's come to...
It's not very bald man shit of you.
I wasn't bald when I said that, though. Now I'm bald. Now I'm doing bald man shit.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I wasn't your girlfriend at the time, so you could say whatever you wanted.
That's true. I didn't know you didn't listen to the show, so I just figured, I can talk crazy.
That's not the way to get me to listen to the show.
No, yeah, well, I didn't think you would ever listen to the show.
Wow.
Well, now I know you listen.
The turntables have turned.
Yeah, and now you listen to make sure I don't say anything stupid.
God, stupid.
I have to keep an eye on you.
All right, so Andre, where did we eat today?
We ate at the Stateside Deli in Howell, Michigan.
Yes, we
just
did.
Like Vader, Texas.
Yeah, like Vader, Texas. Two days in Vader, Texas.
Howell, Michigan.
Yeah. Howell kind of constantly impresses me with like the diversity of its food in a lot of weird ways. Like that taco street was like a genuinely good, like more on the authentic side taqueria. And then like this place is like a almost like it just makes me feel like it's a straight up Jewish deli. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you guys know where you're at, right?
Yeah. It's an interesting thing because, like, I've lived here for about 9 months and I lived in Ann Arbor for close to 10 years before that. And I also have celiac disease. So in Ann Arbor, it was like a constant struggle, like trying to find somewhere that I was able to eat that also served decent food. And here it's like I'm constantly stumbling on places that not only have an impressive gluten-free selection, but are also like really, really impressively good. And I think that Howell in general is kind of starting to like turn a little bit, like as Ann Arbor gets prohibitively expensive to live, people are starting to move out of there and they're settling here and in this area. And they're like, I didn't like the options that were available to me. So I'm going to create options that I enjoy. And now we're starting to get great things like, Stateside Deli, which I think has been there a little bit longer, but there's starting to become more breweries, street taco, all of that kind of stuff. And that's exciting.
Yeah. Shit's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, they have like Diamonds downtown and like stuff like that.
Yeah. I was surprised at how big Diamonds is now because it used to just be a little hallway. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to eat there just because my friend is the pastry chef for that all those restaurants.
Yeah.
Shout out to Allison.
Yeah, she did my birthday cake. It was my gluten-free birthday cake, and it was fantastic. So, shout out to Allison, I guess. Yeah.
Shout out to gluten-free cakes.
Yeah, shout out to not gluten. Fuck gluten.
You can eat gluten, it's okay.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's on site.
I see gluten, it's hands.
Yeah,
it's all hands. It's
these... Pulling out the clapper.
The widow maker, as I call it.
It's these bloated hands.
So, Andre, what did you get from Stateside Deli?
I got a few things.
You are a few things.
Started with the Reuben fries. which are fresh cut fries, and it's not a joke. They are, I'm like positive they're fresh fries, topped with shredded sauerkraut, corned beef, melted Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing. Not Thousand Island, it's Russian dressing. And then for a sandwich.
So I don't actually know this, which is weird because I'm a hardcore know-it-all. What is the difference?
She ain't wrong.
Look, I self-admit it. Like, I have to a fault. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference between Russian and Thousand Island. Like, I will happily eat either, but I do not know what the difference is. Does one of them have pickles and the other does not?
I want to look this up because I know that there is.
Like, there is a difference.
Actually, no. The main difference between the two is the use of pickles in Thousand Island dressing, giving
Fabulous.
It more sweetness and texture.
So my guess was correct.
Yeah.
I also don't know, like, the difference between Thousand Island and burger sauce. Like, I'm convinced that every just restaurant that tells me that they have burger sauce, it's just Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Now, your burger sauce in the fridge, does that taste like Thousand Island to you?
It's, I think it's like a mix of the stuff that's in Thousand Island, but, and then there's pickle juice, but no actual pickles. There's no chunks in it. And for me, like, that's, I don't actually ever put that on burgers. That's just for burger salad.
Do you want to tell the people what a burger salad is real quick?
Yeah, so I'm curious.
A burger salad, I mean, it is, I mean, it's exactly what it says on the tin. Because I can't eat gluten. And a lot of the time, I don't think it's worth paying for a burger, especially if I'm by myself. So a burger salad is just a very large bowl or plate full of romaine lettuce with a preferably Schweiden Sons burger patty that I fried myself, with salt, pepper, and garlic powder, and then chopped up burger toppings, usually like red onion. If I have some tomato, I will put that on there, chopped pickles, and then whatever cheese I feel like on the burger itself, and then I usually put two things on top of that, onion jam. That's a Rothschild & Son condiment that I really like, and then burger sauce. And that is a burger salad. The plus side, it's really good. The plus side is that, like, if I were to eat a burger, I would take in like zero vegetables. A burger salad, I usually take in like three times as many vegetables as I normally would. So, that's usually like, I'll just be like, it's burger salad day.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. So, when I talk about burger salad, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I got, so past the Reuben fries, I got a sandwich. I got the D-Town, which is really just a Reuben sandwich. It's just stacked corned beef, pastrami, or oven roasted turkey on grilled rye bread, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing.
You just went all Reuben, didn't you?
Yeah, I love Reuben sandwiches. They're my favorite sandwich. Top tier for me.
You eat Reuben nachos, Reuben sandwiches. Like, goddamn.
I fuck with Reubens hard.
So how many pounds of corned beef do you think you took in on this day?
On today? Probably, yeah. Like, I feel like that's a solid, like, quarter pound of corned beef. Like, that sandwich was thick as fuck.
Yeah.
Thick with two Qs?
Yeah, just like your juicy bussy. And today we learned bussy. That's the word of the
put
day.
You put that corned beef right in the thrussy.
Yep. Throat goat over here.
Yep. And you know what? You can put in your wallet $5 when you use promo code SKE810 when you sign up for the Cash App.
Is that a real promo?
Absolutely.
Amazing. When you sign up for the motherfucking Cash App, use promo code SKE810.
All right.
And you get $5 from the boys. And the Cash App.
What did you get?
What did I get? I need the menu.
I know what you got. Okay. Because I plugged it into the computer.
She calls it the Bernard.
I call it the Nardwich. It's actually called, I don't remember what it's actually called, but it's a grilled steak sandwich with brie and caramelized apple and onion. And then I think it's got like either spinach or arugula. It's got something green on it.
It's got spinach. It's spinach.
Yeah. And I think it's called like the Black and Brie or something like that?
Yeah, the Black and Brie. That sounds right. I don't remember.
Something like that, but we call it the Nardwick, because like the second I saw it on the menu, I was like, that one is for Bernard.
Yeah.
that is the Nardwich.
Yeah, it's called the Steak and Brie. It's
the Steak and Brie.
It's okay. Grilled steak, melted brie, spinach, and caramelized apples with served on ciabatta bread.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Oh, and I got some fries with that, and you have to finish my fries for me, because...
Every time. Give you a lot of fries. Like, a lot of fries.
No matter where we eat, though, you end up finishing my fries.
I don't know what it... Like, so, a fun fact about me, when I was little, I didn't like fries. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't eat them. And now I'm like a French fry vacuum. Like, I just will not stop.
Shove them in my trash hole.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, if I wasn't, like... on as many medications as I was, I think I would weigh about 750 pounds, all fry weight.
It's a real Russian doll situation we got here.
Yes.
It's an outer layer of potato, and then the person on the inside.
Yeah. It's that Eastern European heritage. Yeah.
What about you? What did you get?
So I got the Rare Ron, which is a rare roast beef sandwich with applewood smoked bacon and cheddar, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. I got that on the gluten-free rye, which was a nice, like a seeded rye. I have been really impressed with Stateside Deli's gluten-free breads. Mm. They have four to pick from. So far, I've had two of them. I've had the challah and the seeded rye. They're like so much like regular bread. It's insane. Like sometimes you go to a place and you're like, what? They're like, we have gluten-free bread. And it's this like dry, crumbly, floral foam textured mess. Their bread is fantastic. I'm not 100% sure where they get it from. But wherever it is, I mean, chef's kiss, like it's just great. And it's, you know, lightly grilled. The roast beef was like nice and rare. The whole sandwich wasn't like piping hot, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried the tots, which, they don't give you like a 5-pound sack of tater tots like they do with the fries. So, but those were good too. Mm-hmm. So,
we got the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, we did try the cheesecake, which is not gluten-free. So that was my sin for the day.
Shout out to sinning.
Shout out sin to sinning.
Shout out to the devil.
They had a cookie butter cheesecake on the menu that I had been eyeing up, and that's was like a cookie butter crust with like a... I don't remember if the cheesecake itself had a flavor, but it had like a cookie butter topping. And that was good. Like they didn't go real over the top with it. It wasn't like a Cheesecake Factory original 10-foot high.
Like, yeah, they're not fucking around with that.
I call that when they like do stuff like that, Applebee's in it up. Like you can get a burger and then you can Applebee's
bees
burger.
Bees in the trap.
Yeah. See, I liked everything but the like actual cake part of the cheesecake.
Yeah,
I like the top and the bottom.
I'm wondering, I think that it might be like maybe one of their lower sellers. It felt like it had been sitting like maybe in a fridge for a little while. It kind of had that way about it. As a cheesecake connoisseur, it didn't even like, for something that sits in the fridge or the freezer, it didn't feel super super fresh, but like it tasted fine. It just was, it was pretty, it was real dense.
Yeah.
Like, real dense.
Historically, growing up, I was never a fan of cheesecake. I've recently come into the love of cheesecake.
I'm a cheesecake flavor lover, but I could take or leave cheesecake in general.
Okay.
It's kind of a thing. It, like, for me, it's more of a... If there is an interesting cheesecake on the menu, I will try it. But cheesecake is not anywhere near my top desserts.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I really like Stateside Diner. Deli.
Deli, yeah.
They fuck hard.
Yes. Since moving here, I think I would probably put that in my top three, this restaurant fucks list.
Yeah.
They came into my radar because I watched a video on the Katz Deli in New York. And I was like, fuck, I want to go to a real Jewish deli, but like, I can't go to Katz. Like, I'm not going to New York right now for this. So I was looking them up, and that was one that, like, we almost went to that, too, like, before
this.
Yeah,
you brought it up months ago.
Yeah. So this is, like, we were doing, like, a sandwich bracket, and we're still going to be doing that. This is, like, middle of the bracket. But I still think that this plays an important part of the conversation in sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere that we've went to, with the exception, you can maybe put an asterisk by, like, Big John's and Tubby's, because those are pretty local. Mm-hmm. But everyone else is a chain. And this was an extremely different scenario than either of those two. This was, like, boutique. Like, it felt like everything was, like, felt like it was hand-done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of it was frozen. Like, everything was just perfect.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like, this... If we were to put this in the tournament, it would just be a clean sweep.
Yeah, it would. There'd be no competition for
Definitely, because, like, looking at your bracket, and I remember talking to Bernard before you started the bracket, I was like, out of all these chain restaurants, like, it felt weird to me to put, like, Big John's up against some of the chains, because it's like, they only do, like, one thing. They do it pretty well, but... It really depends on what staff you get at each particular Big John's that day.
Yeah, because they're all, like, independently owned, too.
They are, and it's like, so
I like, the one on Corona does fries, and no one else does fries.
Exactly, and I'm used to, like, the only one I've ever really been to with any kind of regularity is the one in Buena Vista. Like, leaving home, I'm from Saginaw, so leaving home and...
Shot Saginaw.
You don't have to do that. I'm going to make somebody real mad.
Anti-shout out to Saginaw.
Anti-shout
out to the Walmart in Saginaw.
Which one? both.
Yeah. Shout out to Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forget. Yeah, that's right. You know Jennifer. But... That one, like, the food is really good, but the staff there, like, it's like a real shot in the dark. You're either going to pull up and you're going to get the nicest person on earth, or somebody that, like, acts like you were put there to ruin their day. Like, and it's like, you sell food. That's what you do here, and I'm asking you to sell me food. Like, I'm not asking for anything weird. I'm just asking for, like the standard Big John sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
With a Pepsi.
Big John's does do other stuff, but, like, if you order it, you're a moron. Like, why would you order a burger from Big John's?
Well, am I really gonna pull up to Big John's and order a cold turkey sandwich?
Yeah, like, it's called Big John's Steak and Onion.
If you're not getting the steak or the onions, just go to Subway.
And they
or
have
Jimmy John's.
They have, like, a veggie sub, and they got, like, five vegetables on that fucking in that fucking restaurant.
Like, yes, I would like the bread with lettuce, please.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much a lettuce sandwich.
But this is, like, if you wanted to, like, if you have the ability to, it's one of those scenarios where it's worth stepping outside of your comfort zone of a chain restaurant to try something unique and specific. More like this place, I would think of it as more of a hole in the wall, because it's just in a plaza that you would drive by and probably never see.
And their signage too, the way it's set up and, like, the fonts that they use, you can't really tell that it's there.
Yeah, I remember seeing the font on the sign. I'm like, that doesn't even seem like that would be what a deli would use. It seems like a computer repair shop.
I know. I'm pretty sure, like, I think, if I remember correctly, and it's because I drive by it so often, I don't remember. Don't they have, like, a hot corned beef neon sign in the window?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only, boy on.
Like, that's the only reason you know it's there, is because they have that big hot corned beef neon sign in the window.
Yeah, you're
and
that
you're like, that computer
beef.
Shop sells hot corned beef.
Oh, wow. That's an extra service.
I know, yeah.
And, like, those businesses in that plaza don't seem busy. No. As much as we've driven by it, it does not seem busy.
So, well, in the brief time when, like, they all were able to have outdoor seating and, like, the restaurants were open and stuff, they would really pack them in that plaza, like, the few restaurants. But that plaza has really been hit hard, like, because the one end of the plaza was a Sleep Number store, because, like, across the street was the Art Van.
Right.
So that's closed. And then I think, is there a gym in there?
I think so. It seems
so
right.
Like, there's, like, a huge section of square footage that is not running. So the plaza always seems dead right now.
Yeah.
But when like the restaurants are up and running and the gym is up and running, I mean, they really pack in out there.
I would love to work at like the Verizon next door to that place, because I would just eat there all the fucking time.
One that it's funny you mentioned that. One that always made me laugh when I lived in Ann Arbor is the Plaza Westgate on the corner of Maple and Jackson. There was a plus size women's clothing shop called Avenue right next to the Berry Bagels. And it, you'd go in there, it would smelled like bagels 24/7 in this plus size women's clothing store. And I'd just be like, I don't under, like, you'd take your clothes home, they'd smell like bagels. And I'm like, I don't think I could do it being a plus size woman. Like, I don't think I could sit here smelling bagels all day. Knowing full well, like being on the lower end of the sizes, knowing full well, I got 10 sizes to go.
You gotta bulk up.
Yeah, and like that wasn't even like the only food place in there. There was like a cupcake shop, a Thai restaurant, a vegetarian restaurant.
There's so much more at this place that I want to try. Like, I want to get the one that you got a lot.
You would love that. You would love that one.
Oh, I think I'm gonna see about bringing Max up and have him try it, because I think he would really appreciate it too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Max.
Yeah,
shout out to me. Appreciate it.
It's almost his birthday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, he's like 36.
You said what? That like 36
no,
is a surprising age.
No, he's gonna be 29. Oh, Papa's handsome man.
I thought he was a lot older than that for some reason.
No.
No, Max is a young man.
Yeah, he is.
Super young.
Shout out to Max.
It's a young man's
game. I wish I was still 29.
You and me both, sister. You and me both.
You're barely 30.
Yeah, and I feel it in my knees every day.
It's from climbing those stairs.
Like, I was helping Papa John move some wood. Like, he had chopped down a tree and we were moving sections of wood to another spot to like stack it. And I realized the day after that, like, while physically I'm 26, my back and my body are like 86 years old. Like, I have to, I'm now at the point where I got to take a day. You know, if I do any strenuous activity, I got a day to recover before I do anything else.
Well, in your defense, you and Pop are always lifting fucking headstones and shit.
That's true. Yeah. Me and Peepaw.
Peepaw?
Yeah.
The headstone man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Digging graves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, this is your first time on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, Andre, you want to hit her with one of the first time on the show questions?
Have you ever shit your pants?
Bernard knows that I have. And it's funny that he set it up like... It's
I didn't expect him to ask that question first. I should have the last one.
You start with that one.
I mean, so... I mean, I'm open about the fact that, yes, it's not a one-time thing. I think that's kind of like the downside of, like, I had undiagnosed celiac disease for a long time. And I mean, I do still have celiac disease. So, like, it's just, you know, it happens. You know, for some people, it's like a funny story about drinking or having food poisoning or whatever. For me, it's... It did happen to me one time after a date. Yep.
It happened to me on a date.
A little too much unfiltered bourbon. And yep.
Bourbon will do that to you.
Well, because when they don't filter it, it's still got rye in it. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
I shit my pants on your birthday.
Mm.
Yep. I told you that story.
Yeah. Yep. Before we were dating, though.
We were barely dating. You were trying to get me to hang out, and I went to visit my dad instead, and that's what I got.
You hung out with me. I wasn't doing nothing.
Well,
I'm doing nothing that day. All right, so what? Andre, what's another question? What's the?
If you were stuck on a desert island with your significant other, and it came down to it, would you eat them?
Now, before you answer that, on this island, you have clean water, uh-huh. And you have shelter, you have fire, you have everything but food.
Absolutely food.
And you got all the utensils to chop me up, cook me up, and all you have to do is eat me long enough to survive to get rescued.
Okay.
Gobble me up.
Hold on,
me.
I need a point of clarification. Are you already dead, or do I have to kill you and eat you?
Would it make a difference if he was near death?
It makes a little bit of a difference, because I think it's completely different to like kill somebody and eat them for survival than to like, well, he's already dead am I going to eat this human?
Because you know the meat's going to go bad fast.
Yeah.
For real. But you know I can cook.
Yeah.
And I know where all your, like, meaty tender parts are.
Your cock.
I'm talking about that thick, meaty ass.
Bussy.
Yeah, the bussy.
Yeah.
She's going straight for the bussy.
I'm going straight for the bussy. It's got all the qualities of prime Kobe beef. You don't use it a lot. It gets massaged frequently. Like,
you do be massaging my bussy.
The only thing I haven't done is I haven't broken out a bottle of sake and rubbed it into your butt muscles.
Yeah.
That's for New Year's.
I've been feeding you that high quality diet. So, I mean, if you die and we are stranded on a desert island, like, yeah, maybe. I would probably, like, cook you and eat you to survive. But if we were both alive, like, I would probably find some system of roots and leaves for sustenance.
How long would you give it? Like, if he dies, you know, a day, couple
depends.
Days,
I think it depends on how long we've been there. Like,
an
how
hour.
How 5 minutes. The yeah. second the last breath leaves his body, I've got the knife eyes. In the cheek.
He just closes his eyes, and you've got a knife on him, and he just wakes up.
The second, he stops snoring, because yeah. we all know Bernard snores like a freight train, like before he even falls all the way asleep.
Fair.
So if the snoring stops, we know he's gone.
Sleep apnea finally took me out.
But, yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I'm adventurous enough that I would try to eat basically anything on that island before I had to resort to eating another human.
Now, how would you feel if you ate me and then you make it to the other side of the island and you find out it's a Sandals resort?
So, like, I've watched enough sitcoms to know better than to not explore the whole island.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where, like, the kids, like, are getting ready to cannibalize, What's-His-Nuts.
I feel like every sitcom has done that episode where they're, like, really at each other's throats over this deserted island, and on the other side of the island the whole time it was a luxury resort.
Yeah, cause like when I originally asked that question to Andre, he was like, he didn't know how to respond.
Yeah.
And ever since, we've asked every single guest that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, next one, shout out to Tim.
this is supposed to be a good one.
If somebody prepared you a very high quality steak, really nice cut of meat, like spent good money on this.
Sure.
And like, would you put sauce on that on the first bite?
No.
Fair.
No.
Fair, Tim. Fair.
And
you hear that, Tim?
Yeah.
Did he say yes?
He did it. That's why.
Okay.
Peepaw John made him some nice grilled cuts of steak, and he doused it.
Was it like a nice, like, rare, medium rare?
Yeah. Ugh. It was a homemade tzatziki sauce, so he gets a tiny bit of slack for it being a homemade sauce, but...
No.
Look at her face.
No. So for me, it's a personal rule, and I tell a lot of people this about myself. I hate steak sauce. I think it's one of the worst substances ever invented. For as much as I love condiments, sauces, the whole artistry of sauce making, I hate steak sauce. If you see me pull out steak sauce, grab the steak sauce and put it on my steak, you know somebody just fucked up my steak. Like, they fucked up big time.
It's either that or you're a clone and you're not your real.
Or it's, yeah, it's not me, it's my evil twin. So yeah, I'm gonna eat the steak first and see what happens. Or it's, like, so well done, I can't handle, like, I can't chew it. It has to be re-lubricated somehow.
You're going to re-lubricate it to squeeze it down your throat.
Yeah, to slide it down the glizzy hole.
All right, so you lived in Ann Arbor for a while. What's your favorite restaurant in Ann Arbor?
That is a super tough call, because restaurants tend to come and go in Ann Arbor. And you know me,
I know you're right.
My patented combination of ADHD and OCD I'll get fixated on a restaurant for a while and then it'll pass. I think like my tried and true in Ann Arbor, and even this kind of faded with time, I really like Knight's Steakhouse. And I say that with a caveat. I only like the original, like, Dexter Road Knight's Steakhouse. I don't like the one that's downtown. I tried the one in Jackson. I didn't care for that as much. It was better than the downtown one, but not as good as the original.
Why didn't you like the one in Jackson?
It was like... I think it's just far enough away from the other two that the like the quality control and the attention to detail, because like they all technically have the same menu with like a few changes. Like the attention to detail and the way the food was prepared was just slightly different. And what it was like when I tried it, I was pretty pregnant at the time and I was really craving, a Knight's burger with like, they have this, it has blue cheese and chives and bacon. And I was at a quilting retreat at the time. So the one in Jackson was closest. So I hauled my butt away from the retreat, which was in the woods, to the Knights in Jackson for this burger one afternoon. And the burger wasn't the same. It wasn't like the crumbled blue cheese with the chives and the, it was like a creamy blue cheese sauce, I think, to kind of extend the ingredients a little bit longer. And the burger just wasn't quite the same. It wasn't like cooked the same and formed the same. And I was like, it was still good, but it just wasn't the same experience. Like it wasn't the same Knight's experience. And I think like, cause Knight's is, it's kind of pricey. It's, you know, for them, it's like a lot of attention to detail. They have their own meat market. They do everything from scratch. But it's the original Knight's restaurant is one of those like wood paneled old people's relics of a previous era. Like the drinks, like if you drink, their drinks will put you out. Like one drink is the equivalent of four drinks anywhere else.
Shit.
Like it's a crazy place. And, you know, there is no talk of updating it, like making it look more modern.
Yeah, fuck that.
Don't change it. It's all just wood paneling and brown velvet.
Damn, that's my kind of place. I am brown velvet.
Yeah, you are wood paneling and brown velvet. Maybe that's why I like you. You're like my human Knights.
And you got a juicy bussy.
Mm-hmm. And that juicy bussy. Mm-hmm. It's all old men with big, fat Knights donks.
See?
You know, that's what I am. I wasn't going to say that the old men had juicy bussies because I didn't want to think about that, but...
I am your Knight in velvet.
Yep.
And wood paneling.
Yep. But then like they built the one downtown and that one's all like slate and glass and you know for the millennials and stuff.
For the yuppies
so that they don't have to leave downtown to go to the steakhouse.
That's just not fun.
And that kind of drove the prices up across the board. Like we're all kind of paying for that one.
Yeah.
And that's mad fucked up.
Anti-shell for that one downtown.
And they put all their best bartenders and chefs at the one downtown. We got the B team and original Knights. Mm. Also, it was close enough to my house that if I did drink, I could stumble home.
Stumbling home.
Could leave my car there and just walk back for it the next day. Yeah, did that a few times.
Nice. You okay there, Andre?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just tired.
Oh.
Yeah. That sandwich is putting me to sleep.
Oh, who are you, me?
That's definitely a house of itis.
Man.
Yeah, you look like me after a normal meal.
A normal interaction of anything.
Yeah. So you were telling us a story about a pizzeria that uses George Foreman grills. You want to like give us a quick synopsis of that?
So because
the fans need to hear this.
So Ann Arbor used to have, it was very brief. Like, I don't even think this place was open for a year. It was a pizzeria, and it was on Packard. I do not recall the name of it.
Shout out to Packard.
I don't recall the name of it off the top of my head.
We don't give names the places on the show. We're so unprofessional. We don't look anything up.
Nah.
It shows. No.
Oh, that's coming. Oh, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, you just wait till I forget to upload this episode.
Me. Anyway. So they opened up and they were kind of an interesting pizza place because they had things that other places like didn't have at the time. And one thing that has become super popular now that a lot of places didn't do at the time were uploading all of the health department reports to the internet in a very public searchable database. So this particular restaurant got a couple of pretty hefty health code violations for running George Foreman grills in the kitchen because they served fresh grilled ribeye and fresh grilled chicken for pizzas. And there was no grill in the kitchen. So the owner was like, well, I want to offer steak and chicken pizzas and subs and stuff. But I don't know how I'm going to cook it. And we're not selling enough volume of these things for me to order it pre-cooked or pre-cook it and have it sit. So I'm going to cook it to order on these plugged in George Foreman grills in the kitchen. And the health inspector was like, you can't do that. And he was like, well, can I cook it at home and bring it in? And this was like in the report, like, you know, we also had to counsel him on, you can't cook it at home and bring it in. And they were like, no, dude, you can't do that. You know, you've got to either have the meat like prepared and ready to go from like a legitimate food service facility, or you need to install a grill in the kitchen. You cannot use a home appliance to cook food for public consumption.
See, like, if the boys would have got wind of this, we would have been protesting it, like, people outside the Capitol for haircuts.
It was absolutely, like, hands down, one of my favorite pizza places in Ann Arbor, and it closed down.
Rude.
That's mad fucked up. Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, like, they made fabulous pizza. Like, really good.
Did you ever have a steak?
No. That was the place that actually turned me on to bacon and blue cheese pizza.
I've never had that. That's an interesting combination. Because
they were one of the only places at the time that had blue cheese for pizza.
You turned me on to bacon and onions on pizza.
You turned me on.
Thank you. You turned me on too. But yeah, you turned me on to bacon and onions. I recently got Domino's with bacon and onions. It's always interesting to find out what other people put on their pizzas.
Really is.
I'm pretty open-minded about it. There's some stuff that I just don't like. Shout out to olives.
Yeah, I don't... Fuck olives. I don't like olives at
I don't like olives.
Like, not even a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Grow up, guys.
It's not that I don't like olives. It's just that pizza olives always taste like the can they came in. Every time.
That's fair.
And you bake them, and they become these, like, dry, little leathery, like, briny, metallic... horrible, and like you can't taste anything else that was on that pizza except for the olive. And I'm not a big fan of that. But like, if you give me like a pasta or a salad with like a nice, like, decent quality olive that came out of like a plastic tub or something, or like a jar, I'm fine.
I still can't do it.
But it's just those nasty canned, like, I call them grandma's Christmas olives. She'd always have a can of olives for Christmas that she'd like put into a bowl. And like, so she had like the chip and dip tray with like, and so the middle circle where people normally put dip would be olives from the can. And then the outside would all be the mixed nuts in the shell still with the nutcracker, a different nut in each section.
Yeah.
I don't know why. None of us ate any of that. She also had some very colorful racist names for some of the nuts.
Huh. We are in hell.
She's not from there.
So, you recently started listening to Sketchy Eats, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also Google Podcasts. And you had some very choice words for me last night.
You came at me
sideways. I was a little shocked when you said that I mentioned you in the show. Yeah, I didn't give you a shout out.
No, you now, did Andre, not give me a shout out. You gave me a shout out and then took the shout out away.
Now, Andre can attest, as my witness, as my partner in this show that we've been doing for almost 3 years now,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that I've given you many a shout outs.
Yeah, but I haven't listened that far.
Now, Andre, is that my fault that she hasn't listened that far back?
I don't see that. I don't see why that would be.
Now, I gave you one anti-shout-out. I've given a billion anti-shout-outs. Most of the people deserve those anti-shout-outs.
Did I deserve the
anti-shout-out? I don't know what episode you listened to.
I do not recall.
Yeah, so I need some context of why I gave you an anti-shout-out.
I believe the anti-shout-out, it's weird. Like, it kind of came out of left field because you were like, you mentioned going to Costco with me. So you were like, Laura and I went to Costco. Shout out to Laura. Shout out to Costco. And then you were like, but she doesn't listen to the show, so she's not going to hear this shout out. Frankly, anti shout out to her.
See, it's just, she words it exactly as I would assume you worded it.
I'm not even going to deny that I gave you an anti shout out, but if I listen back to the episode, you probably deserve the anti shout out.
That was all it was you just said, I don't listen to the show. So frankly, I get an anti-shout out.
Well, yeah, you weren't listening to the show. So I was like, well, you know, I can shoot from the hip. She's not listening to the show. She get an anti-shout out. She ain't never
but then
have
also a little bit later in that same episode, you said something else about me and you were like, I shouldn't talk about her. I don't want to jinx this one.
that is something I would say. That is something I say. I say that kind of stuff.
You definitely
but
do.
But also, you know, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. You're always razzing me.
I was like, this man is giving shout outs to every living thing on this earth.
And non-living thing.
Yeah.
True. And I got an anti-shout out.
Shout out to living things. And non-living things. Shout out to Laura for being a
you know what? The shout out doesn't mean anything anymore.
What?
Because you've spread them so thin.
No. When people love to get a shout out. You know who loves and appreciates shout outs? The meat plug. Shout out to the meat plug.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Andre, you want to talk about those tacos you had?
Yeah, I was actually looking up how to pronounce the name.
Are these the mint chocolate chip ice cream tacos?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So,
because I kept looking, I was like, what is inside of those? Because it looks like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I'm sure it was like some kind of cilantro something.
It is, yeah. So I had to look up how to pronounce it, otherwise I was going to fucking say it wrong.
Say it like hard.
Birria tacos. He made some of those and put a cilantro crema on them.
Okay.
Who is he?
Jafrance, the man who is the owner and operator of Soma's Ramen.
Shout out to Soma's Ramen, shout out to Jafrance.
Apart from Ramen.
Shout out to Ramen.
If you add him on Facebook, he does do personal meals too every now and then.
Anti shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, fuck the Zuck.
But please don't.
He's a robot. But he made these birria tacos, and they had the like dipping stuff in them. I don't even know what birria tacos fully are, but man, were they fucking insanely delicious.
Don't they have those tacos at Street Taco?
Birria?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Because those are the ones that are like juicy. Like those are, and you like dip them.
Yeah, the birria ones are the ones that come with the sauce, and those ones are kind of hard to find though, because theoretically, a birria taco is not really a thing.
Mm.
Birria is a thing, and you can use it's like a stewed meat. That's the cooking technique for the meat that creates like the meat, and then you have the juice. And you can eat it as a soup. You can put it over rice. You can, you know, pull the meat out of the juice and make a taco or a burrito with it. And that is just a taco or a burrito or whatever. And people give you the juice to dip because it's you know, you've cooked meat in it for a long time. It tastes good. it's really similar to a barbacoa, but you leave the juice. You don't absorb it back into it after a certain amount of time. So that's why it's not common to come across them, especially in this area, because a lot of places, they just don't want to deal with serving you a cup of, I don't want to say bullshit alongside your meal, but that's kind of the way they look at it is, here's this cup of crap, but they also, like, you can reuse it as the base for another batch if you are so inclined.
I feel like they're getting popular though now on social media.
You see them on the internet all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing, is like, that's why places are starting to make them, is people see it and they're like, I have never had that. I like dipping shit in things.
Yeah.
And I want to try it.
I like to dip. Dunkaroos, love it.
And those tacos are fucking insane though. They were so goddamn good.
He's doing nachos this week.
Yeah, I know. He also has options for medicated, like, foods. So anything that he, like, when he does the birria tacos or the nachos that he's doing, you can get those medicated if you'd like to.
Like, with ground up opiates in that? Like, or just THC?
Probably THC.
Yeah. I would assume.
I'm guessing you're talking about edibles.
Drugs.
And so. Not crack cocaine.
Yeah. But
methadone.
Yeah, they were just fucking, like, immensely delicious. That meat just fell apart in my mouth.
Oh yeah,
the like actual, like, stew, like the juices. Mm-hmm. She was juicy.
Did you eat that in front of Ellie?
Yes. Like, Ellie had her friend over. I was sitting cross-legged in front of them, just eating
meat. Just shoveling juicy beef into your mouth. Yeah.
God. And then, like, just spritzing some fresh lime on it was, like, next level.
Because I remember looking into it when Bernard was talking about it, because he was like, do you make those tacos with the juice, the dipping juice?
Of course that's how he said it. Can you make those juicy tacos?
I said with the dippy cup, too.
I think he did say dippy cup. And I was like, I don't know. I make a lot of barbacoa. That's and carnitas. Those are like my two things. I'm going to have to look into what that is. And the recipe is really similar. It's just you let that juice cook back into it when you make barbacoa so that it gets a little crispy on the edges.
Mm. Well, you have an interesting taco story about how you... About a place that I'm in an anti-shout-out.
Oh, yeah. Just a real heavy anti-shout-out from me to Duty's Peace, Love, and Tacos. I would love to see that place close down. I'm just going to put that right out there. I think what they do is horrible, and how they do it is horrible, and what they charge for it is horrible.
These
it's
tacos
all trash.
Are expensive.
That place does not fuck. Mm. I mean... Just not at all. So when you first pull into town off 96,
shout out to 96.
There's a tie-dyed food truck that sits in the gas station parking lot, and they sell tacos. And a couple things that I was like, you know, that's got to be, like, when I first moved here, I didn't know, like, really what that was. But I always saw a lot of people there, and I saw that the sign was, like, 6 for $25 for tacos. And I was like, that is, like, way too much money to pay for a taco. You know, tacos should be like $1, $2.50 max.
Yeah, for a loaded up taco.
For like a taco. Like, I mean, I've paid $3 for a taco and been elated, and I've paid $4 for a taco and been disappointed. So 6 for $25, I was like, that's too much money. But there were always people out there, and I was like, I wonder if that's like good or if it's like gringo taco horse shit. And so I finally realized it's fry bread tacos. So I was like, okay, because like Saginaw has kind of like a regional thing that's similar to that. I was like, so maybe it's like that. So one day I was already feeling kind of shitty. So I was like, it doesn't matter if I eat gluten right now. So I decided to order from them. So I ordered 2 tacos and a dessert fry bread. And they only do 3 things there on their fry bread tacos. You can get beans, black beans. You can get chicken, or you can get beef. Hmm. And my food took forever to show up, which, fine. It was ice cold when I got here.
Damn.
And I was like, when did you fry this fry bread? Because it was like ice cold. It was soggy. It was thin. The beef one, it was ground beef. It was like the size of one of those XXL chalupas that they used to do at Taco Bell.
Shout out to the XXL chalupas, though.
You're an XXL chalupa.
And shout out to the naked chicken chalupa. That's the one that needs to come back. You hear that, Taco Bell?
Bernard needs to break a few more microwaves.
I didn't break the microwave. I just
you were on your way, babe.
I just set it on fire. It didn't burn.
I grabbed the flaming bag and put it in the trash can. The trash can caught on fire. Oh. And I had to drag it outside. Shout out to Ashley for telling people that story.
That's the only reason I know that story, because I wasn't there. Yep. Anyway, so I pull this thing out, and like this taco is leaking orange grease everywhere.
That's a bad sign.
Like, that's the telltale sign that they didn't make that thing right.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a bite out of it. It's like drenched in like the McCormick bagged taco seasoning. Like, so much of it that, like, my mouth is burning from all the salt.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh, no. And, like, plus, there was no place to be, like, on the order thing to be, like, can you please put, like, the toppings on the side? Or to say, like, it didn't say it comes with all of this on it. Please don't do that. It just, it, like, it had, like, like white iceberg lettuce, like chopped tomatoes, shredded cheddar, and sour cream.
So
and
these were like, gringo tacos.
Gringo tacos, for sure. So then I was like, okay, well, let's try the chicken one, because clearly this beef one is not edible. So I opened the chicken one, and it's like shredded chicken breast. Mm. There's bare, like there's a kind of like a red tinge to it, but not really.
That'll make you feel good.
And so I bit into it. And you know that recipe that's been like floating around Pinterest for a few years that all the white moms love? Salsa chicken. And it's just you put a few chicken breasts in a crock pot, you dump a thing of salsa over it, you cook it till the chicken's done, and then you shred it up with forks, and you can put it like in a burrito bowl or a quesadilla. You can freeze it and just have it on hand. I mean, I've made it a bunch of times. Like, I just use the hottest salsa I can find, and then it's just like a good base for other stuff. They used the mildest salsa they could find and not nearly enough of it. So it just like, it just tasted like it had touched a tomato at some point.
Ew. Oh my God.
It was so bad. Like, it was just like a symphony of no flavor whatsoever. And it was like that. It had that real crock pot texture to it where it was like stringy. And like it squeaked when you bit it. like, and that's the thing, like, it wasn't browned, it wasn't grilled, it didn't have flavor. And like, it was just one extreme to the other, like both ends of the spectrum on this. And it's like, there was no like care or thought put into what they were doing. And I'm like, how has this taco truck been up and running at 6 for $25? Or no, it's 3 for $20.
I thought it was 6 for $25.
Yeah, 6 for $25.
I would just be straight. I would just so I'd be pissed if
I was so mad.
Sixes are already like,
no matter how much I don't like a restaurant or like a food serve, any kind of service industry related place, I'm always like, well, maybe they were having a bad day. Like, maybe they tried. This is a hard time for any place. I will not give them a bad review. I will not say anything. Like, it's very difficult for me to be like, you guys really fucked up this time. I got back on DoorDash because, like, DoorDash will send you that text that was like, how was everything? I was like, it blew ass. Like, it was bad. Here's why. It was fucked up. I didn't like it. It wasn't worth it. I wouldn't, like, they could pay me money and I wouldn't eat here again. I don't understand how it's still open. Like, and I want to just stress, it wasn't the driver's fault. It was the restaurant's fault. Like, do not take this out on the driver, but this place eats shit for money. Like, big time.
That's a pretty good summary of how our Sicily's Pizzeria review was.
I just, I can't, like, and, like, it really pains me to, like, see that place, like, really thriving and getting just blockbuster reviews. And, like, Street Taco, they're doing pretty well, and they have good reviews, but then, like, you'll
Street Taco.
Oh, my God, I love Street Taco. But then, like, you'll get online, and you'll see, like, hardcore like Howellites being like, you guys should put ground beef on the menu because we have more Midwestern tastes around here. And it's like, you know, you guys already have a taco truck for you. Mm-hmm. Go there.
Yeah.
Your hot sauces were too hot. Like,
and that street taco hot sauce is not hot at all.
We begged them to make it hotter. They did. And it's still not hot enough.
It's not hot at all. Even the hotter version,
I'm like, is this the hotter version?
Like, Frank's is hotter than that. Like, yeah, because you
are. It's good. It tastes good. Like, she's really knocking it out of the park on those taco sauces. They taste fantastic, but they are not hot.
Mm-hmm. I think she's doing that on purpose. I think she has to.
I think she knows the market.
I think she should add a third and just have it be just ass-bustingly hot.
You gotta like give like a secret like code to get that hot sauce. SKE 810.
Or when you go to a Thai restaurant, like, can I get it native hot, please? I would like a native hot.
That's what I need to start doing.
No, you don't. Yes, remember that time we went to that place in Oxford, though?
I thought I was having a heart attack.
We went to a place, and he was like, I want it as hot as you can get it. He had to walk out of the restaurant because he was sweating. He forgot his food because he was so ready to leave.
I went to a hot pot restaurant one time, and we noticed... Oh, so good.
Shout out to me, so good.
We noticed that there was, you know, we were like the only white people in the restaurant.
Shout out to white people.
Anti-shout out to white people.
Yeah, no. that there were a lot of people there that had like this fancy bowl. Like they were getting like this super fancy, like gilded gold bowl.
Shout out to gold.
So I asked our waiter, because I'd been asking him like a lot of questions, and his answer to me, like to all the questions, would be like, shout out to questions. White people don't order that. You wouldn't like that.
Damn, shout out to white people not like this.
So I asked him, I was like, what is it that comes in the fancy bowl? Because like everybody at Hot Pot basically gets the same type of bowl, except for these specific. He was like, that's not for white people. That very, very, very hot. Very hot. Not for white people.
Where is this place at?
Give me that.
This was in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
This was in Columbus. No, I knew I wouldn't be able to eat it because I was already eating like not a mild, but not a hot version. And I was like, this is almost inedible. Like,
that's what I want.
Now, was it?
I think you probably could have done the special bowl. The fancy bowl.
I could probably do one under the special bowl. Yeah.
Like, you probably could have gone, but like me, like at that time, because like I was just coming off of like having like the all my stomach problems. Like my spice tolerance was nowhere.
Yeah.
But it was like there was one thing where like there were a couple things on the menu that like there was not an English translation.
Hmm.
And I was like, what is this? What's this? Because like when you do hot pot, you pay to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just ask for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's this? There's no English translation. He's like, oh, white people don't order that. That's that. And he was like pointing at his hand. He's like, it's chicken like tendon, hand tendon. And I was like, just bring it.
I want it.
Just bring it. I was like, you know what? I want to try it. Mm. Just bring it. And he brought it out and it was like chicken, like feet.
Mm.
Like, hand, like, but chicken they were like feet. Pure white.
Mm.
Mm. They were good.
Mm.
But...
See, I don't mind chicken feet, but like you put pig's feet in my face, you better get that shit away from me. I'm fucking telling you.
That'll be a no.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody last night about eating chitlins. I was like, I would never eat chitlins ever again in my entire life. You ever had chitlins, Andre?
I think I have.
Hmm.
No, my friend Sean always says, black people, we're free now. You can put them down. Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Sean Mac.
Shout out to Sean Mac.
Shout out to being free.
Yeah, shout out to... Oh, no, I ain't gonna do slave voice. I ain't gonna do slave
voice. Go ahead, King.
No, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. You know, I swear I gotta stop doing that. Before I end up back in chains. Let me stop. But you know, Master say, like, when he gives us the chitlins, like, we should be thankful.
Oh my God, Bernard. Like, you know, he keeps threatening to do this at my family Christmas.
Do it. I swear to God. That'd be funny.
No, I told you I was going to do the waspy voice, though. Like, I was going to talk about the stock market and, like a really white dad voice.
Oh boy.
Either that or slave voice. I'm more. I
Slave voice would be fucking hilarious.
I got a better grip and like set for slave voice. I have a whole set for slave voice.
Yeah. You've used that one way more often.
Yeah. Yeah. The waspy voice, I need to like
practice and research the stock market.
But yeah, anyway, shout out to that taco place for damn sure.
$37 later.
Jesus Christ. I didn't realize you spent that much.
I don't think it was quite like, because it was like once I paid for the delivery and to tip the driver and everything, it was like $32.
I remember like when we drove by it, I was like, I want to try that place. She's like, no. And I was like, okay. And then you went and I was like, that's what you get. I didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but at least I took that bullet for the both of us, because can you imagine how mad you would have been?
Oh, I would have been.
Because you're even cheaper than me.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the cheapest person in this room.
Like...
But I will spend money on food. I don't have a problem spending money on food.
But if you had spent that kind of money and that was the experience, you would have been...
Oh, that place would be shut down because of the bad reviews. I would have given
you would have put your Karen wig on and marched down there.
That's a shout to Karens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right. So I think we got a good episode here.
I think we got a thick sewed.
Yeah, thick sewed. The thick sewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to Side Deli.
Yeah, that place is fantastic.
And thick sewed.
I'm taking Ellie back. Yeah.
I want to try
shout
the coleslaw.
Thick sewed.
Yeah, thick sewed. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Hanging with the boys? Are you going to come back on the show?
I mean, unless I get another anti-shout-out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, I always said that you guys would be really annoyed bringing me on the show because I would just, like, chatter endlessly about the background of everything.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't...
You know what else? You know?
What?
Shout-out to getting a COVID test.
Shout-out to that.
Oh, yeah.
I got a test today.
Mm. Ooh,
and,
fancy.
So I was telling you in the car, like, the lady who gave me the test was really rude. Because, like, you gotta be outside. They won't let you in. And, like, I got out of my car and stripped fully naked. And she was like, sir, you do not have to do that.
Sir, 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 we don't have to know. Sir, yeah. It goes in the nose.
But the, because the band had to get one, so we can go down to Indiana, because the guy.
Do you want to mention the bands? Because you always do this. You got to, like, tell people what it is.
Yeah, fuck that band. Under the Knife.
Well, shout out to Under the Butter Knife.
Yeah, Under the Butter Knife.
Just below the belt.
Yeah. But the drummer from Purgatory is recording us. And he's in Indiana, so he was like, yeah, if you guys could please get a COVID test before coming, that'd be cool. So, we all got tested. DJ's experience was a lot different than mine. Mine was like, I went to the urgent care and they swabbed my nose and like, you know, I was like, this just feels like I have to sneeze the whole time they're doing this. And it wasn't bad. DJ's was like a drive-thru at a Rite Aid. They gave him the swab and they were like, you do it.
It's because he got all that shit in his nose. Yeah.
They're like, this is what you get for having a bridge piercing.
That's always the case, though, at the chain pharmacies. Last year, CVS was so understaffed that they had the pharmacy techs leaning over the counter to give people flu shots.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you went to CVS for a flu shot, they would just lean over the counter like this and just jab you. Hmm. So,
damn.
Definitely...
Fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Not the place you want to be if you're a pharmacy tech, honestly. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, you're going to Indiana. I got to give a shout-out to Frank from Low Country
and the band
Empath. Hmm. Cancel Rant, available on Spotify and other streams.
Not out to Indiana. Shout-out to Eric Heitz.
Yeah, shout-out to Eric Heitz.
Fat Guy Across America.
Dude, that's the band, Fat Guy Across America.
He set out on his bike journey across America in 2016. It's 2020, and he has gained 400 pounds.
It's had the complete opposite effect.
Oh, my God, man.
Good times.
Shout out to Frank, though. I miss Frank. Shout out to Vanderhart.
Shout out to Cummin.
Yeah. Yeah, you miss that, like, phase.
Do you be squirting?
Yeah, you miss the do you be squirting part of 2020.
You know, I think I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you miss Squirt Fest 2020 and all that.
I'm good. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Whatever I was doing during that part of 2020, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
thanks.
It was your Dollywood when you went to Dollywood.
The first time?
Yeah. Shout out to Dollywood.
Honestly, shout out to our Lord and Savior, Dolly Parton, funding that coronavirus research, filling us full of cinnamon bread at the grist mill.
Yeah, this episode will be coming out on Christmas Eve, won't it?
Sure. If I remember.
Well, no, it'll be the day before. It'll be Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Eve.
Yeah, Eve, double Eve. If
double you're, Eve, double Eve.
Yeah, the double Eve. So, you know, Merry Christmas from the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gonna remember to post this?
If I, yeah, it's Merry Christmas if I remember to post it.
Can't you cue them to be posted?
Oh, I usually do. I just forget.
He forgets the cue. Yeah. That's the thing.
We don't have a backlog right now. We're one episode every week, so I just forget
even
to
we
edit
have
and do
a,
this one.
Even when we have a backlog, you still forget.
Yeah? Oh, you just you think you're better than me, huh? You think you're better than your old man? You can take a swing on me, son?
You know, if Bernard knew how to work the computer, I'm sure he'd cue it up himself. Yeah.
Why do you gotta say that?
Because it's true. If you knew how to get the sounds out of this part of the computer and into the podcast part of the computer, you would do it.
I'm pretty sure I could. You know, I could.
We're both looking at him like both of the paid IT professionals just looked at you like, no.
Wow.
So that actually brings up another fun question. With you doing IT, what's the worst IT story you've ever had?
You know, so, I mean, I have some gems. Like,
that you can go into detail on. I understand that there is going to probably be some layers of privacy involved, and that's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah,
fine.
Absolutely. So, honestly, like, without going into super detail or giving away, like, anything major, for me, any bad IT story, and I just to sum it up, is... It's always, it has to be qualified as being a woman. It's anytime they call up and they assume that you can't do it, like you can't help them, and they're rude about it.
Oof.
You know, and there's been a couple sectors that I've worked in. One was like auto insurance and crash estimation. So I worked both with insurance companies and auto shops. Mm. And then another one was healthcare. Where you just get like both ends of that, where like they assume you're the secretary and they talk to you like you're an idiot, all the way to being extremely hostile about it. And you know, any bad IT story like that is always just you don't have managers that are like willing to have your back in those situations. It always culminates in there was nobody willing to take over that call and be like, you cannot talk to our employees that way.
Yeah.
You just can't. You know, there's always goofball people that do stupid things with their computers. Like, I always say, it's an input-output device. Unless something has gone horrifically wrong, it's usually responding to your input. But, you know, it's... You know, false sense of urgency and
that shit happens.
You know, that's always what it is. It's always somebody that's like, I need this right now. And I did spend 2 hours on the phone with somebody from one company the other day, like 2 hours that in my department we really didn't have. And at the very end of the call, when we weren't any closer to making headway, they're like, well, all your models for the year are done. So we can just remove this program that's not installing from the computer and you're fine, right? Hmm. And I was like, did you just waste 2 hours of my life trying to install this program and you didn't even need it in the first place?
Damn.
This is a question you should have asked in the first minute of this phone call.
Jesus.
Like, I have sat on this phone call for two, and I said something to my boss when I hung up. I was like, they literally just wasted 2 hours of my time. And there were three people from our company sitting there letting him do it. Like, not happy at all.
That's mad fucked up.
That is mad fucked up.
So it's always stuff like that for me. I think that's the worst. Rather than like the individual, like, I'm calling you because there's ants in my machine, or like the like the nurse that refuses to, you know, bend down to restart her computer because she has a nursing degree and that's not in her job description, which actually happened, by the way. Yeah,
I believe that. Oh, I know about ants are like dust or piss or cockroaches in computers. That I've seen happen at Geek Squad. But I didn't work at Geek Squad.
Busting open the computer that comes from a smoker's house.
Well, that's disgusting.
That's always the worst. Mm. They're always like, my house is clean. Well, the inside of your computer is not going to be.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's going to be a sticky mess.
Like, the ones that stand out for me are more unique situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never forget, I had to help somebody with an iTunes problem on their computer, and it was a Windows PC. So we go to screen share, and I'm like, all right, get on the web. I'm going to have you go download iTunes. And they didn't know how to use an in-private browser when they look at porn. And so their frequently visited was all poop porn. I'm like, oh, that's the worst kind.
I once bought...
Damn, they be shitting.
I had lost my iPod, and I was commuting at the time, and I was like, there's absolutely no way I can go a single day without this thing. So I bought one from a kid on, like, Craigslist. And so I went to pick it up from this kid, and, like, he lived in, like, Flint.
Shout out to Flint.
Yeah, shout out to Flint. And I picked it up. He was like, oh, it's all cleared off and everything. And I, you know, plug it in. And it was not fully cleared off. He left me with Paul Simon's Graceland. And this was like a 15-year-old kid. And 10 gigabytes of lesbian porn.
Hmm. Huh.
So.
That's a lot.
He was, you know.
I thought you were going to say, like, he left you with, like, Nazi punk stuff. I was like, oh, that's where I thought you were going.
Nope.
Bunch of screwdriver on there or something. Like, ugh.
That's what he considered clearing it off. Was I wanted to rub one out while listening to Graceland and watching Two Girls Scissor.
Good times.
Goddamn. When you worked in healthcare, how was the food at the facility you worked at? Because we did a review of McLaren's food.
So oddly, when I worked at McLaren, I worked in the CSB. I never ate there.
Too good to eat at the hospital, huh?
I wasn't, but I didn't work in the hospital. I worked at a separate building, and I would have had to cross multiple streets and repark my car. And
yeah,
human
Frogger, if we're talking about the same McLaren.
Yes, okay. The same one. You know, there's just no point to that. You know, it's the same effort to go down to Thompson Creek Turkey Farm or
I miss
Big
that
John's
place.
Or whatever.
Right. Did you ever go to the Coney Connection?
No.
Yeah, the one how you were talking about how like some people are like rude. The one on Ballinger, that chick that works there is a fucking bitch.
So the thing about making it all the way to Ballinger is at lunchtime from McLaren, it's too difficult to get there.
I believe that.
You can't get there and back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So
anti-shop to Ballinger.
Like, even getting to that Thompson Creek Turkey Farm that was set back there was cutting it close.
Mm-hmm.
But you usually had to smooth that over by buying snacks for everybody.
That turkey burger used to hit different.
Whatever the special, it's usually like the special of the day was always top notch. Hmm. I miss the turkey farm. But,
yeah, they closed both of them down in Flint. There was one on Hill Road that wasn't as good.
Yeah, yeah. But
ever heard of Silent Moon, Andre?
Hey, all right.
So I used to work for St. Mary's in Saginaw.
Shout out to St. Mary's in Saginaw.
And they had an impeccable dining program.
Shout out to dining programs.
The year that I started working there, they hired the former head chef from Camp David that cooked for George Bush Sr.
Shout out to George Bush Sr.
And he was great.
9/11 was an inside job.
I said George Bush Sr.
Shout out to 9/11.
Yeah, shout out to 9/11. Shout out to 7/11.
He used to run the Panini station.
Shout out to Paninis. Oh, you told me about the Panini
station.
Yeah,
I told you about the Panini station. Shout I would always ask him to make me what he would eat.
Mm.
He'd be, what do you want? I said, just make me whatever is in your heart today, sir. Which nobody ever thought to do.
I bet that made him feel good.
Chicken and bacon. I want turkey. Just make me whatever is in your heart.
You must have worked with a lot of Karens. Chicken and bacon.
Tons of Karens in that joint.
Mm. And they shot the Karens.
I want white bread with just cheese. If you were really slumming it for $1.50, you could get the best grilled cheese with a slice of tomato you've ever had in your life, though.
Damn.
And like, even if you were a patient there, the food was great. You could call up and order whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Worst hospital food? Hurley, hands down.
I believe that.
God awful.
They have bad, like, everything though.
Oh, everything there is horrible, but the food.
But you go there if you're dying.
It's like I thought, you know, maybe they're cutting corners everywhere and the food's okay.
I don't know. We went to McLaren and like it just, I don't know, it wasn't seasoned. Like if it had seasoning, it would probably be boring.
Hospital food never has seasoning though. Yeah, it's part of the whole like healthy, like.
See, I don't give a shit about that.
See, years ago I was visiting a friend in the hospital. And she had her trailer and she wasn't eating it. So I was like, you gonna eat that? And it wasn't bad. This is at Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I ate somebody's hospital tray.
Happens a lot.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat your hospital tray.
Fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Stateside Deli.
Yeah. That place fucks.
It fucked.
Hospital food. Does not fuck.
More often than not, it does not fuck.
Oh, St. Joe's is good, too. You can order, like, a custom boar's head sandwich as a patient.
Ooh. Damn, shout out to boar's head. But I'm more of a Coco's Bologna man when it comes to deli meat, honestly.
You've never had that boar's head London broil.
Mm-mm. You made a London broil. I thought I was going to get some, but I didn't.
It wasn't a very good London broil. It didn't hold up. Sad.
Shout out to not holding up.
Fair.
Shout out to the meat plug, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Frank from Empath last Low Country's birthday. So happy birthday, Frank.
Proud of you, son.
Happy birthday to you, Frank.
Yeah.
But I've been Andre.
I've been Bernard.
I've been Laura the whole time.
And you stay sketchy.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah.